Welcome back inside the Dock Spiders pregame show from Homer Stryker Field as the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders get set to take on the Kalamazoo Growlers. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake alongside the star of last Saturday night, Caleb Hill. Caleb, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Saturday night, you were terrific. Seven innings pitched, only 87 pitches. You became the first Dock Spider to throw seven innings in a ballgame this year. What was working for you? Because it seems like everything top to bottom was.
Yeah, it was the fastball. That's the type of pitcher I am. I play off my fastball. I have a lot of sink. Even though it's not the best velo in today's game, you know, everybody's throwing 100 nowadays. I just play off my fastball, mix up speeds every now and then, and I trusted my infield to get ground balls. So
how important is it to get movement on pitches when you said it, you don't throw 100 miles an hour like most guys you see in the bigs nowadays with the fastball?
Yeah, even at the college level, you know, guys are throwing harder. I think the one thing most guys need to focus on is locating. You know, that's the biggest thing that I had to learn. You know, when I was in high school, I tried to be this hard-throwing dude. When I got to the college level, I realized, like, I'm not the hardest thrower. And, you know, that's where you mature in baseball, and that's where I feel like I've learned a lot through being in school and everything. So I play off of it.
There we go. That's fantastic. We haven't had a lot of time to catch up since your last start. What's your first impression in the Northwoods League, first time you played in the league in your career?
Talent. Just realizing where guys come from, like the schools, it's competition at the best level. And I love it, and I feel like we can compete. You know, the guys that I've met on this team, we can compete at any level. So I'm here to make the team better.
What was it like on Saturday night throwing to your college catcher? Because you and Jared Payne play together at Charleston Southern. Yeah. What was it like walking into Capco Park in Mequon, and all of a sudden the guy behind the plate is the dude you've thrown to all year?
It's awesome. That helped a lot with that outing. You know, and he was great at calling that game. He knew, you know, he was reading the hitters well. And his IQ was there that game, and we were in a flow. And I liked that.
Why summer ball? You pitched almost 70 innings this year at Charleston Southern. A lot on the arm. Why come pitch in summer ball?
I feel like I can pitch more. I pitched more when I was at Crowder. You know, my end goal is to play professional baseball, and that's my dream. And I want to try to make that happen, and I want to try to make this team better while I'm here. That's the goal, is to win.
So. Well, obviously, if you start out with seven shutout innings, that makes a pretty good case. Yeah. But you are a guy who's been drafted before. In the 2018 draft, you were taken by then the Cleveland Indians, now the Cleveland Guardians. Yeah. What was that experience like of getting drafted even though you didn't sign?
Yeah, that was that's something every kid that plays the game, that's something that's even better than a dream. It's something that I hope to achieve in the end, you know. And when I heard my name get called, that probably goes down as one of the top moments in my life. You know, when they say your name and where you're from, that's awesome.
And even though you didn't sign, what was the aftermath of getting your name called? What was the experience like with the family?
Yeah, it was just a lot of text, a lot of calls, you know, congratulations. And I was going to Ole Miss at the time, and you know, it was a win-win feeling. You know, I feel like I could get better. That was my main reasoning. I feel like I could get better, and I feel like I have since then. So.
Did it feel like almost a starting point where here I am just out of high school at 18 years old in the 39th one? I can see myself in a couple of years now that I already know I'm one of the top 1,200 guys that can get drafted. I can see myself in a couple of years having your name called in an even higher round.
For sure. And, you know, I don't look for where I go. I just hope that the team that selects me, you know, they realize that they're going to get a competitor.
You went from Ole Miss to Crowder College, and in Crowder College, you did something that I don't think many pitchers have done nowadays. You threw seven complete games in 2 years, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
What was it like being able to go that deep into ball games that often?
Yeah. You know, I credit our coaching staff and our trainer there. They do a lot of work with taking care of players, people. You know, it's a different level of care there, and they teach you a lot of why you're doing what you do, and I still do some of that today. Even at Charleston Southern, you know, they listened to what I had to bring, and then I got stuff from them. You know, it's always a learning process wherever you go. You know, you're learning from everybody. So,
how did your ability to lengthen out at Crowder College and facing an order a third and a fourth time through help you nowadays become a smarter pitcher?
I think it goes into your baseball IQ. You know, you just learn over time that it's not all about throwing hard. And if you have the stuff for it, which everybody in baseball knows what the stuff is. You know, it's just, it could be velo, it could be movement, whatever you have, you know. You play off of your own strengths. And they taught me that, you know, to pitch off of my strengths.
Outside of pitching, you've spent the last couple of weeks, when you're not pitching, on a farm.
Yeah.
How in the world did you end up working on a farm while also pitching in the Northwoods League?
Yeah. So my girlfriend, she lives in Illinois, and we met my freshman year. And so I came up here, and she had it all set up. You know, I was just like, okay, I'll go help them out. And that's, you know, being from Southern Arkansas, I see it a lot. It's nothing new to me. So I was like, I'll do it, you know, and I work out before. I throw, lift, and then I'll go to the farm and work for the rest of the day. So
that kind of is another workout, right?
It is. It is. I mean, it's not for the week, so, you know, but you'll get used to it.
We were talking a little bit before the interview. This week you were building places to put hay bales, you were bringing out the crowbars, you were doing it all. Is it nice to have a place outside of baseball to sort of do something else to get your mind off the game, especially as a pitcher?
For sure, for sure. I think that I put the phone down a lot. I try not to be on it. I even deleted a couple social media apps. And I don't know, it's just something new I'm trying. But, I mean, being on the farm, it just feels like home. Being out in the country, it feels like home.
You're doing better than most of us with deleting social media apps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a challenge. I will say it's a challenge. But once you delete them, you'll realize how much you actually pick up your phone. And you're like, what do I need to look at? What do I need to look at? You don't need to look at it. You don't.
Well, Caleb, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck tomorrow night in the mound. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back after this as the Knox Spiders pregame show rolls on from Kalamazoo.